Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Government to invest 10 lakh crore rupees in highway development projects over the next 2 years with special focus on the northeast, says Union Minister Nitin Gadkari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch multiple projects in Haryana on the occasion of Ambedkar Jayanti tomorrow. Centre closely monitoring the situation in West Bengal's Murshidabad assures all possible assistance, including deployment of additional manpower. Traditional harvest festivals being celebrated in different parts of the country as Baishakhi, Bohag Bihu, Poila Boishakh and Meshadi. President, Vice President and Prime Minister pay homage to martyrs of Jallianwala Bagh. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals to take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Jaipur this afternoon, Delhi Capitals to host Mumbai Indians in Delhi in the evening. The government is planning to invest 10 lakh crore rupees over the next 2 years to strengthen highways across the country with special focus on the northeast and the border areas. In an interview to a news agency, Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari said the centre is working to drastically transform the country's infrastructure in the next 2 years so that it matches the best in the world. He asserted that the government is planning to take up projects to enhance infrastructure in the northeast, where roads will rival those in the United States. The minister said there is an urgent need to augment the road infrastructure in the northeast, given its difficult terrain and proximity to borders with several countries. He said 784 highway projects will be implemented in the eastern states at an estimated cost of over 370,000 crore rupees, covering more than 21,300 kilometers. Mr. Gadkari informed that a mass rapid transport pilot project is underway in Nagpur at a cost of 170 crore rupees. It involves a 135-seater bus that will run on non-polluting energy sources and is expected to be highly cost-effective. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch multiple projects in Haryana on the occasion of Ambedkar Jayanti tomorrow. The Prime Minister will flag off a commercial flight from Hisar to Ayodhya and lay the foundation stone of the new terminal building of Hisar Airport. In Yamunanagar, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of development projects, including an 800-megawatt power unit of Deenbandhu Chotu Ram Thermal Power Plant, compressed biogas plant in Mukarrapur, and over 14-kilometer Rewari bypass project under Bharatmala project at the cost of over 1,000 crore rupees. To commemorate the 135th birth anniversary of Baba Saheb Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, the father of the Indian Constitution, celebrations will be organized at Prerna Sthal Parliament House lawns in New Delhi tomorrow. The event will begin with a floral tribute ceremony to Baba Saheb Ambedkar by esteemed dignitaries including President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Union Ministers and parliamentarians, among others. Following the tribute, the event will be open to the public up to 12 p.m. The Dr. Ambedkar Foundation, DAF, will facilitate those paying their respects to Baba Saheb Ambedkar. Special bus services have also been arranged by the DAF to transport the public to the Dr. Ambedkar National Memorial to pay their respect to the great leader. Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, has appealed to the youth to imbibe inspiration from Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar's vision of equality, justice and fraternity to build a developed India. Dr. Mandavia was addressing the youth and volunteers of My Bharat at the historic Gandhi Maidan in Patna before flagging off the Jai Bhim Yatra organized by the ministry. He said the youth of the country must respect and adhere to the spirit of the Indian Constitution. Dr. Mandavia urged youth to follow the Panch Pran suggested by Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
मोदी जी केवल संकल्प व्यक्त नहीं करते हैं, लेकिन जो संकल्प करते हैं इस संकल्प को सिद्धि की ओर ले जाने के लिए रास्ता भी बताते हैं। और यही रास्ता है हमारा पंच प्राण। मोदी जी ने देश के नागरिकों को पंच प्राण लेलवाते हुए कहा कि जब देश आजादी का शताब्दी वर्ष मनाता हो, यानी कि देश की आजादी का 100 वर्ष पूर्ण हुआ हो, तब हमें विकसित बनना है।
The foot march began from the iconic Gandhi Maidan and proceeding through various parts of Patna culminated at the Dr. Ambedkar statue near the High Court. A cleanliness drive and garlanding of Dr. Ambedkar's statue was also held. Several volunteers of My Bharat and young achievers, state ministers, MPs, MLAs and political leaders attended the event. The Jai Bhim Padyatras are being organized at more than 5,000 locations in the country today. Union Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Kharse, participated in the Bhim Padyatra organized in Mumbai today. Over 2,000 My Bharat volunteers participated in the march, which commenced from Nariman Point and culminated at the Dr. B.R. Ambedkar statue at Mantralay. The Delhi government today organized a walkathon in the national capital to mark Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar Jayanti tomorrow. Chief Minister Rekha Gupta flagged off the walkathon, in which thousands of children participated. Speaking at the event, she said the Delhi government is dedicated to adhering to the path established by Baba Sahib.
हम बाबा साहब के चरणों में कोटि कोटि नमन करते हैं, जो भारत के भाग्य विधाता हैं, और उन्होंने जो भारत के प्रत्येक वासी के लिए किया वो जीवन में ना कोई कर सकता है, और आगे तक की पीढ़ियां उन्हें स्मरण करें। दिल्ली सरकार के प्रत्येक स्कूल में बच्चों को उनके जीवन के अध्ययन का पूरा लाभ मिले, इसकी हम इस बार योजना हमने बनाई है, और बाबा साहब का जीवन चरित्र बच्चों को दिखाया जाए, सुनाया जाए, इसकी व्यवस्थाएं की है।
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. In view of the violence reported in Murshidabad district in West Bengal, Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan held a video conference with the Chief Secretary and DGP of the state. The West Bengal DGP briefed that the situation is tense but under control and is being monitored closely. The DGP said more than 150 persons have been arrested and he is taking the assistance of locally posted BSF. Mr. Govind Mohan advised the state administration to keep a close watch on other sensitive districts and to put adequate steps in place to ensure normalcy at the earliest. He said the centre is closely monitoring the situation and assured the state all possible assistance, including deployment of additional manpower if necessary. Meanwhile, 5 companies of CRPF Ranchi, Jamshedpur and Rajarhat CRPF camp have been asked to move to Murshidabad for deployment in the violence-torn areas of the district. BSF IG South Bengal Karni Singh Shekhawat held a meeting with the state DGP, ADG and other police officials. ADG Supratim Sarkar and ADG Vineet Goyal visited the Shamsher Ganj area to assess the situation. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has urged industry stakeholders to embrace sustainability and set global benchmarks. Addressing the inaugural Vibrant BuildCon 2025 in New Delhi today, the Union Minister asked the stakeholders to reduce import dependency, focus on clean and green construction, and work towards earthquake-resistant and modular infrastructure. The Minister also highlighted India's growing strength in the construction ecosystem, from global capability centres to domestic manufacturing under Make in India. Vibrant BuildCon 2025 is the largest building material and construction expo in India, featuring over 250 exhibitors, more than 50,000 domestic visitors and around 700 international buyers at the Yashobhoomi Convention Centre, New Delhi. Traditional harvest festivals are being celebrated in different parts of the country from today. People of Punjab are celebrating Vaisakhi, while Keralites call it Vishu. In West Bengal, it is celebrated as Poila Vaishakh. In Assam as Bohag Bihu. People in Tamil Nadu observe the festival as Puthandu. In Punjab, in addition to the cultural importance, Vaisakhi has a religious significance also. On this day in 1699, the 10th Guru, Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji, founded the Khalsa Panth As the nation is celebrating the festival, at the same time it is also remembering those killed in Jallianwala Bagh massacre in Amritsar in 1919. More from our correspondent.
Celebrations of Baisakhi are going on all around. Sea of devotees and colorful attires are paying obeisance at Gurdwara Takht Shri Keshgarh Sahib, Anandpur Sahib, where the Khalsa Panth was founded on this day 326 years ago. They are also visiting Shri Harmandir Sahib in Amritsar and Takht Shri Damdama Sahib in Talwandi Sabo in Bathinda, besides other Gurdwaras, and are listening to the Holy Gurbani. Langars and chabils are being organized across the street. Farmers are celebrating the day by formally starting harvesting the golden wheat crop, standing in their farms after praying to God for Sarbada Pala. The respectful nation is also remembering hundreds of those innocents who were massacred by the British Army officer Dai in Jallianwala Bagh, where they assembled on Baisakhi in 1919. Family members of those killed here, along with hundreds of others, are paying tributes to them. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
People in Tamil Nadu will be observing Puthandu tomorrow. The day is celebrated as the Tamil New Year with great zeal and intensity on the first day of the Tamil month, Chittirai. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted people on the occasion. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister have also paid homage to the martyrs of Jallianwala Bagh. President Murmu recalled the sacrifice made by freedom fighters on this day in 1919, stating that their sacrifice strengthened the flow of the country's freedom struggle. Vice President Dhankar said, "The unmatched sacrifice of valiant souls in the face of oppression remains etched in the annals of our freedom struggle," adding that Bharat will forever remain indebted to their courage. Prime Minister Modi said the coming generations will always remember the martyrs' indomitable spirit. In Sudan, more than 114 civilians have been killed in the last 48 hours in attacks by the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, RSF, on two displacement camps in Al-Fasher, the capital of North Darfur. Officials confirmed over 100 civilians were killed on Friday in the Zamzam displacement camp, while another 14 were killed yesterday in a separate militia attack on the Abu Shouk displacement camp. Fierce fighting has been ongoing in Al-Fasher between the Sudanese armed forces and the RSF since May last year. The United States has witnessed three separate aircraft crashes in a span of 72 hours, including two in New York and one in Florida, resulting in multiple fatalities. Yesterday, a twin-engine Mitsubishi MU-2B with two people on board crashed into a muddy field near Copake, about 30 miles from the Columbia County Airport near Hudson in New York. On Friday, a Cessna 310 aircraft went down near Boca Raton in South Florida, killing all three people on board. The most devastating of the three incidents occurred on Thursday when a tourist helicopter crashed into New York City's Hudson River, killing all six people on board, including five members of a Spanish tourist family. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast a fresh spell of heatwave conditions to commence over parts of northwest India and Gujarat starting Tuesday. The IMD said heatwave conditions are likely to prevail over west and east Rajasthan, west Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat, Punjab, Delhi and Haryana until the 18th of this month. The Weather Department has also forecast rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms, lightning and squally winds over east and northeast India during the next 3 to 4 days. In IPL cricket today, Rajasthan Royals will host Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Jaipur from 3:30 p.m. while Delhi Capitals will host Mumbai Indians in Delhi. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government to invest 10 lakh crore rupees in highway development projects over the next 2 years with special focus on the northeast, says Union Minister Nitin Gadkari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch multiple projects in Haryana on the occasion of Ambedkar Jayanti tomorrow. Centre closely monitoring situation in West Bengal's Murshidabad assures all possible assistance, including deployment of additional manpower. Traditional harvest festivals being celebrated in different parts of country as Baisakhi, Bohag Bihu, Poila Vaishakh and Meshadi. President, Vice President and Prime Minister pay homage to martyrs of Jallianwala Bagh. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Jaipur, Delhi Capitals host Mumbai Indians in Delhi. And with that, we end the midday news.